Hello, and welcome to our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of First Peter, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in First Peter. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Welcome back to this video series on the book of First Peter. Thanks for joining me. It's a great book to learn. As you remember, Peter is writing to recipients in Northern Asia Minor. This was a rural area, not a lot of large cities. Even in Galatia, these people had migrated from Gaul as barbarians, and so perhaps the habits of these rural people and former barbarians were a little rough, as we see in this book. They were young believers, and a good percent, we don't know exactly, were Jewish, and the book has a very Jewish flavor. We don't know when it was written, probably in the 60s AD, but it's a little uncertain. Generally, the two books from Peter were thought to be written after the Pauline books. So we've been talking about the Christian walk. The last verse, Peter encourages the goal of the recipients of the letter to be holy as God is holy. That's their goal. Right? We have, as regenerated people, the power of the Spirit, the ability to move our mindset and our actions towards those of a holy God, to change our ways and to leave behind our prior sins, as it says in verse 15. So it begins to explain that even more in verse 17. So those who've called on the Father, otherwise Christians, who a God who judges fairly between people by man's work, spend your time here on earth in fear. So again, I don't think salvation's in view here. We know from 1 Corinthians 3, verses 13 to 15, God will judge the works of believers in terms of their purity, gold or silver, and the rest will be burned away. So salvation is by grace. So that's not the issue here, talking to these believers. But he says that we're to live lives of fear. And that's not a real popular topic among Christians in this day and age. They often think, as I have the privilege to teach studies, that what's a respect? But the word here in Greek is phobos, where we get the word phobia. So, you know, I ask, you know, does arachnophobia mean to respect a spider? No, well, most people will fear a spider, particularly if they're deadly, like a black widow or brown recluse. So that's the inference here, actually, to have a fear of God. Well, how does that work? Well, God is our Father. So, yes, there is an element of respect, but our human Father, we actually would have fear or did have fear when we did something wrong because we were going to be punished and it might hurt. So when we knew that we did something wrong and Dad was coming home, there was a fear of what was going to happen. At least there was with me. Another thing to think about fear, and this is important, in the Old Testament, we're New Testament believers, but in the Old Testament, fear was a good quality. And it was spoken about more among those saints in that it had to be learned. God expected his people to fear. It had to be learned. And a very interesting verse in Proverbs 8:13, and this is a wisdom book written by Solomon. And chapter 8 was really personifying Christ. And the verse basically says that God, that fear is an element of wisdom, and the fear is defined for those people who hate the things that God hates, which is arrogance and a froward mouth, towards those people. So we're to learn, if when we learn to hate the things that God hates, we didn't realize that fear is good. We develop a fear of God as we realize his righteousness and his majesty and take that in. So yes, we're in his family, and yes, he's our dad, but he's also God of the universe. So that's an element of Christian maturity, to have a healthy fear of God and who we're doing, with whom we're dealing. So thanks for joining me today. We'll continue this great section on the Christian walk next time, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleiosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.